I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Inauguration Day, a night to celebrate and a plan for the next 4 years to talk about. Let's get started. Amazing Beyonce singing the national anthem at today's inauguration ceremony. A great performance by her. She can certainly hit the notes. The question is, did the president hit the right notes, though, in his inaugural speech? I'm going to get some of the best political minds of the planet to weigh in just a moment. First, let's listen to just some of what the president said earlier today.
We have always understood that when times change, so must we. That fidelity to our founding principles requires new responses to new challenges. That preserving our individual freedoms ultimately requires collective action. For we, the people, understand that our country cannot succeed when a shrinking few do very well and a growing many barely make it. We, the people, still believe that every citizen deserves a basic measure of security and dignity. We, the people, still believe that our obligations as Americans are not just to ourselves, but to all posterity. We, the people, still believe that enduring security and lasting peace do not require perpetual war. We, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still, just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, just as it guided all those men and women, sung and unsung, who left footprints along this great mall, to hear a preacher say that we cannot walk alone, to hear a king proclaim that our individual freedom is inextricably bound to the freedom of every soul on earth.